Nasty shock to everyone, although, as my mother kindly put it, I truly did need someone else to hand things round at cocktail parties, darling. My father, Arthur Dixon Wright, was a very famous and brilliant surgeon. My mother was Australian, a woman of extraordinary charm and elegance, and an heiress, which is rather, I suspect, why my father married her. Originally, my father's family came from Richmond in Yorkshire, a county in which I have always felt very much at home. My ancestor James Wright was thrown out of Cromwell's New Model Army for drunkenness, but was taken back for the Irish campaign and decided to stay. My father's parents, along with other Irish ascendancy gentry, became caught up in the Plymouth Brethren movement and moved to Scotland because, as they declared, they wouldn't walk on the same side of the road as a Catholic nun or priest. My mother's father, Tom Barth, came of Cornish stock. A ferocious drinker and gambler, he went out to Australia following tin and copper seams. How my grandmother Elsie Gordon met him, I don't know. She was only 18 when they married. Tom was 32. He became an explorer for tin mining companies in Malaya, and they went up country. She'd tell hair-raising stories of jungle bungalows with tigers roaring outside. He died at 38 when alcohol did for his one kidney. He'd lost the other playing Aussie rules football for Queensland as a young man. Knowing he was dying and not wanting to leave